Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Wow. I'm telling you, I love Samuel. And when I think about how I felt when I first read the reading, and where I was in my journey, I really was Samuel. I had no idea what God's voice was like. I was pretty desperate to try and figure out this relationship, this prayer thing. And I remember reading this particular reading and feeling so connected. I was relating to him completely. So we're going to read that for those who have no idea what it is that I'm talking about here. Excuse me. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 through 10 and 19 through 20. During the time young Samuel was minister to the Lord under Eli, a revelation of the Lord was uncommon and a vision infrequent. That's important. I mean, you kind of blow by this first section, but a revelation of the Lord was uncommon and vision infrequent. So don't be thinking that you're unique in your struggle to hear the Lord or to have a revelation from him. Even Eli, who was a priest, and Samuel, they're living for the Lord, it was infrequent and uncommon. Excuse me. One day, Eli was asleep in his usual place. His eyes had lately grown so weak that he could not see. The lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. Sorry, had to really clear my throat. "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said, "you called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord because the Lord had not yet revealed anything to him. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. Thus all Israel from Dan to Beersheba came to know that Samuel was an accredited prophet of the Lord. Okay. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. I gotta be honest with you, I have not heard a voice. Meaning a big, booming voice that comes in through my ears. That has never happened to me, but I know it does to many. And when I want you to think about the word listening, which I find hilarious because my husband says to me all the time, listening is a skill. Yeah, I love hearing that from him, but it's true. And I didn't have that skill. I didn't have the beautiful grace of listening in the most of my life. Most of my life. I would just be listening to people and then, of course, waiting and thinking of the next thing I was going to say in my head, especially at work. I really wasn't a good listener. Then I'd ask them a question and it'd be something that they just told me. Like, oh, really? Where were you when that happened? In Chicago, I just told you. Like that kind of stuff. But thank goodness, the Lord has given me this beautiful, caring heart. It's different. I'm listening with my heart, not my ears. We need to listen with our hearts, which then is our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Everything comes from the heart. And if we're listening from our heart, then we're listening using our eyes, our bodies, our souls, our spirits. The Lord speaks to me physically, but the Lord also speaks to me by putting things in my heart. Let me give you one incredible example of when he spoke to me so clearly, but it was not audible, and it was literally speaking to my heart. Many of you know that I was introduced to deliverance prayers and spiritual warfare back in the fall of 2019. Before I was supposed to speak to 160 priests in my diocese, I was being attacked. I had never been attacked before in any way that I really understood. And while I knew that evil existed, I just really didn't know what to do with it. I didn't understand that we had this beautiful power of Jesus's name and that we could cast out demons just like Saints Peter and Paul and all the other apostles. As Jesus said, greater things than this will you do in my name. So as I'm going through my last piece of my deliverance, I am feeling this big pain in my chest. I'm honestly holding and gripping on my chest, and I'm bent over at my waist. I'm thinking I'm going to die. I'm going to have a heart attack, and I am going to die on the floor in my family room alone while I'm delivering spirits. This is a horrible way to go. At the exact moment I finished that thought, which was clearly mine, because I was afraid and I was buckled over in ridiculous pain, I heard in my head, actually in my heart, you're not dying. They're holding on for dear life. And I knew dang well that that was not my voice. Oh my gosh, Lord, you're telling me, keep going. So I remember my last few deliverance prayers. I screamed with so much force and authority in the name of Jesus Christ that I felt those spirits come up through my shoulders. I am telling you, if I looked in the mirror, I guarantee you my hair would have moved. It was physical. It was spiritual. It was insane. I felt so light. I thought I was levitating. I literally looked down to see. But no, my feet were firmly planted on the ground. And I started crying uncontrollably because I knew that God would talk to me in a way that was so clear. There was no mincing words. And that is what it's all about if we are truly listening. And I know a lot of people have trouble listening in prayer. And I know a lot of people have trouble praying all day, which really means paying attention to the Lord in your life. Meaning and purpose, living with purpose and meaning. Remember, keeping God the first part of your life in the center, and then loving yourself and your neighbors. That's what it's all about. But we need God. And we need to keep our hearts open so that when He speaks to us in our own unique, different ways all the time, He speaks to me through my eyes, in nature and with birds, mostly for me. He speaks to me through my husband. He speaks to me through podcasts and YouTube videos and scripture. And it's not always in words. So if we start to ask the Lord to help us listen with our heart, then we really will be caring people for ourselves and for those around us and for God. We will want to glorify Him in our lives and all that He's done for us. So Lord, we ask today and every day that You help touch our hearts, cleanse our hearts, purify them, so that we can listen to You in all of the amazing ways that You speak to us. Help us live in this present day, this present moment. Lord, I'm listening to this podcast. Thank You. Maybe this is what I needed to hear today. Maybe this is You speaking to me through Kendra and Reality Reflections. Be clear, Lord. We are dense. We need clarity. And we ask that You be blatantly obvious with us when You speak and guide our feet. In Your name, Jesus, we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's go listen with every part of us and speak, thank, and love God all day long. I love you all. Find something more with God. Have a blessed and inspired day.